So the last thing I want to ask you about, of course, we have to talk about checkpoint inhibitors because it's now 2019. We talk about that everywhere. But at the symposium, we focused mainly on the issue of MSI-high disease. And it kind of looks like it's following the same model as with other tumors. But I'm just kind of curious about your approach. A, are you testing all men with metastatic castrate-resistant disease? How do you test them? And what's your experience with checkpoint inhibitors?
So the short answer is that a single therapy, monotherapy checkpoint inhibitor, especially PD-1 inhibitor, is largely unsuccessful in prostate cancer, with the exception of maybe 5 to 10% of patients that do have a response. One of the abstracts that I was presenting at the meeting was a large study. It was a phase two, actually, 258 patients with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. It had an interesting design. There were three cohorts. They were parallel cohorts, so they was not randomized. It was 200 patients that had soft tissue disease, and then the other 58 patients had bone-only disease. And the soft tissue cohort was split into a PD-L1 positive cohort, which was cohort A, and PD-L1 negative cohort, that was cohort B. And then cohort C, which was the bone only, many of those patients couldn't have biopsies, and so their PD-L1 status was unknown. So in the patients with soft tissue disease, 200 of them, we saw an objective response rate of 5%, which was, on the one hand encouraging, but on the other hand, probably too low for this drug to succeed as a monotherapy. And we also saw about a 10 to 11% PSA response rate. Interestingly, and quite paradoxically, the PSA response rate in the bone-only cohort was 2%. So it seems to me, and I'm not 100% sure if this is a real phenomenon or perhaps an artifact, but this is my own intuition, that perhaps the patients that have bone-only metastatic prostate cancer might be more immune to PD-1 monotherapy than patients that have soft tissue. And I've heard a lot of immunologists and immunotherapists talking about this at meetings, so they're not my own thoughts. But I've heard people say that the bone microenvironment might be more immunosuppressive than, say, the microenvironment in a lymph node or even the liver or the lung. And the bone, especially the bone marrow, has a lot of these suppressive elements, like the so-called myeloid-derived suppressor cells. So it seems like in the bone-predominant patients, the monotherapy experience will be quite limited.